Okay, Sam, get Sam's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com, where you can also download the KRDO app as well and use it at your convenience. All right, let's switch gears right now at 4:36 and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Andy Vick, who's the Executive Director, Cultural Office, the Pikes Peak Region. And we're going to be talking about something that's really kind of absolutely cool, and it, especially because it's enabling you to get out and enjoy art in our community. It's Elevated by Art, honoring the power of local art to uplift the Pikes Peak region. Anything to uplift us during a pandemic is a good thing.
And I completely agree. That's for sure. We'll take it.
So let's talk about what is Elevated by Art?
Well, Elevated by Art is a video series that has been produced by the Cultural Office, specifically by our Deputy Director, Angela Seals, along with a local video firm called 12 Legs Marketing. And really, as you alluded to, it's a way for us to show how the arts can really be literally a lifesaver during challenging times, whether it's the pandemic or other issues that one might experience through their lives. And each of these videos showcases a local arts organization or performer and how they're really using the arts to help them hang in there. And it's really powerful. And we just released the ninth video, which is sort of a summary of all the videos from which we started back in October. And you can see them all at elevatedbyart.com. And they're all, you know, short videos, but really powerful, a lot of impact.
Now, how can people help preserve art in our community? I mean, it's obviously important because these artists need help as well. And if we can't help them, then there's nothing to celebrate. How can the community help, preserve the art in our community?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things that people can do. Supporting art personally when you can. I know it's challenging with COVID and a lot of the restrictions, but things are starting to open up a little bit, and hopefully they'll stay that way. And first and foremost, just getting out and attending arts events, whether that's in person or virtual, that's a really important way to help our community to keep the arts alive. If you've bought tickets that were canceled, the show was canceled, you could consider donating those tickets back to the organization and not asking for a refund and allowing the organization to retain those dollars. Even leaving comments, positive comments on social media pages that arts organizations maintain. Those are, that's an easy way to support the arts and let the artists and arts organizations know that the community is still thinking about them and supporting them.
No question about it. And I think hopefully when things start to open up, we'll learn a lot more about how people can help keep these alive. The best part about this website that we just mentioned, which is elevatedbyart.com, is that people can support it by not even going anywhere. They can just watch the videos online.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a quick lift me up, pick me up kind of thing, check out one of those videos. They all feature local artists and local arts organizations, so you can see what's happening in your community. And if you want to get inspired, these videos are a great way to do that. Elevatedbyart.com. And, the great thing about that website, too, is that you can also post your own experience. How have you been uplifted or elevated by art? And you can post your thoughts there and share them with the rest of the community as well at elevatedbyart.com.
Well, as a fellow oil painter myself, and I also dabble in drawing, I always love to support the arts. So, Andy, it's always great catching up with you as well. Thanks for catching up with us. We appreciate it from the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Have a great weekend.
You too, Dan. Take care.
It is our pleasure. 4:41 on KRDO's Afternoon News. Much more coming up straight ahead. This is KRDO News Radio.